Get on with it. Come on. Get the count in. Where is it?
One.
There it is.
Two.
Four.
听众朋友们好，欢迎收听最新的一期不摆了。不摆了是一档始于朋友的节目，在这里和我们一起动脑壳摆龙门阵。你可以通过泛用型播客客户端，或者是在喜马拉雅、网易云音乐还有小宇宙等平台搜索不摆了收听我们的节目。另外在我们的网站上可以找到每期节目中提到的全部信息。我们的网站是不摆了的全拼 .net bubaile.net。大家好，我是王丽佳。你现在收听到的是不摆了播客的子栏目有必有方，这是我和大婶为主主持的一个关于海外游学生活见闻的栏目。在这里我们会与各式各样的海外朋友畅谈人生。在正式开始本期节目前，有一些话想对听众朋友们说。首先，本期节目不聚焦于对新冠防疫政策和治疗手段的讨论，并不代表我们对于疫情处置的态度，只是展现德国疫情现状下的一个个人体验。其次，关于国外是否躺平一说，我们可能无法从这期节目中为大家带来解答，但在这里可以为大家提供一些背景知识参考。德国从3月20日以来全面开始解封，自此德国不再有全国性的统一立法去要求民众戴口罩以及接种疫苗。在此之前，德国防疫政策经历多次调整，最严格的时期，联邦立法要求所有人在密闭公共场所都佩戴口罩，电影院、酒吧等娱乐场所关闭，如果想要进入餐厅用餐，必须提供有效的疫苗证明。而解封后，这项立法正式失效，各州可根据自身情况进行规定。我们所在的巴伐利亚州于4月2日正式进入解封状态，此后只强制要求在医院和公共交通上佩戴口罩，不再对佩戴口罩和打疫苗进行更多的强制要求。今天我们邀请的嘉宾是居住在下萨克森州的德国朋友，他在德国全面解封前感染了奥密克戎，由于症状较轻，和其他我们知道的很多感染者一样，他进行了自我居家隔离。接下来你将听到的是他的隔离自愈的故事，全部内容将仅呈现英文对话，有疑问的朋友也可以通过邮件或留言方式联系我们，我们将尽可能的及时给予解答。今天是有必有方的第七期，我和我的朋友 Norvin 一起通过音频连线录制了这期节目。 Norvin 经常被我戏谑为我打过交道中最德国的德国人，他也是在2020年我认识的最早的认真关注到新冠疫情并且还付诸了一些实际行动的德国人。他在药店的口罩卖光之前就已经囤下来给自己 和女朋友第一批口罩。不幸的是在2年后的2022年2月底， Norvin 和他朋友前往奥地利滑雪，一周以后感染了新冠。他在家隔离2周以后身体恢复了健康。我很好奇他的这段经历和心路历程的变化，于是就请到他和我们聊一聊。这期节目也是英文对话的形式，希望对相关话题感兴趣的朋友能喜欢。节目关键词及相关信息都可以在节目的简介中找到。
Yeah, the very first question that I want to ask is how's your health situation now, and how was itin the past 3 weeks, starting from that you find out you got COVID and then up until now?
Yeah. So, as we talk now or today, it's now more than 3 weeks ago when I was positive, when I tested positive with the PCR test. So right now I'm doing very good, but in the meantime,or even after having COVID and until now, I still had to cough a lot. And I also had at the beginning some sleep problems. So every night I woke up, it's, I don't know, 4 o'clock or something, and I was just for 2 hours totally awake and couldn't fall asleep anymore. But that's fine now. So this was just for 1.5 weeks or something. I had the problem, but now I'm doing good. Yeah.
Okay. And then cough and could not sleep from 4 to 6 were the only symptoms you had Did you also have a fever or let's say a cold like or also other symptoms like a runny nose or whatsoever, headaches and so on?
Yeah, it was very similar to having a flu or something. For a few days, I was just lying in my bed and I was really exhausted. I had a headache and my throat was was really hurting and scratching. And yeah, so I basically never hurt it as much as during COVID, my throat. So it was just doesn't feel like I've ever felt before. Yeah, but overall, I think it was just like something normal you get from time to time, like having a flu or something. So I was not scared or something about having COVID at that point of time. Yeah, just called COVID, and everybody is maybe scared of it, but in the end, yeah, it's just similar to having a flu.
Okay. So you think it's awkward, or let's say at that time we are having it, when you are experiencing it, you don't have the feeling of, okay, I'm gonna die or whatsoever.
Yeah, correct. So like before, I was a little bit scared of getting it. I really didn't want to get it, but then when you have it, okay, hey, it's just the flu. And then you are a few days you are sick, but then at the end you're fine again now.
Okay, that's very interesting to know. And then, if I may ask another question about your sleeping problem that you mentioned, you said like every day you would wake up, or for 1.5 week you would wake up at 4 a.m. and could not sleep until 6. Why? Why could you not? Because your throats hurt so bad, or headaches, or is there a specific
No,
reason?
this started at the end of my COVID symptoms. So at the end of at the very beginning, when I was getting sick, I did not have this problem. So it started at the end, and then even when I was healthy again, when I was starting to work again and stuff like that, then it really started with this sleeping problems. And I was just awake. I totally, my body thought, okay, you're awake now. Yeah? And so it was weird. I never had this before. And so luckily, it's gone. Yeah.
Okay. So now you could also sleep like you had COVID
Yes.
before. Okay,
Yeah.
just normally through 4 to 6 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just for 1.5 weeks or something.
That's
So
really interesting.
weird.
Yeah, it's like you are having a different time zone, or your body were
Yeah,
having a different time
really, yeah.
zone. That's interesting. Yeah, that's yeah. I actually. I don't know if I ever talk to somebody, let's say one-on-one, in details about their COVID experience before. And up until now, let's say, funny thing is that I only know, indeed, I only know people that are living here in Germany, including like my Chinese friends or German friends or somebody else who are living in Germany who had COVID. But yeah, maybe you are one of the closest friends that I really wondered, okay, I want to ask you about how was the experience, what did you went through, because not necessarily anybody wants to talk in details like that with me or with somebody else. So I figured, okay, let me ask Norvin about this, and then luckily that you said it's okay. If I may ask, yeah, how did you get the virus, and how did you find that out? Yeah. Do you know
Yeah,
that?
I guess you never really know what the exact timing when you get the infection, because it's invisible. But yeah, let me say, I was on a skiing trip in Austria with my friends, so probably I got it there. Mean, it could be from using the ski lift, because nobody really was wearing a mask, because it was so difficult with the helmet. You had to put off the helmet, put on the mask, put on the helmet again. So maybe there, but I think more during so-called après-ski. So for those who doesn't know what is après-ski, After day of skiing, you directly go to a bar or club. Just before turning back to the hotel, you stay in your skiing clothes and just go there, and then there's music and so it's called après-ski. And I was always trying to put on my mask when I was leaving our table, so there were still restrictions at that point of time in Austria. 1 week later, they relieved the restrictions. But at that point, when I was there, you still had to wear a mask, and you also had to stay at your table. So when you was leaving the table, put on the mask, and but a lot of people didn't follow that. So I think I got it somewhere there.
Okay. Understood. So the so-called traditionally or culturally, the so-called skiing Urlaub or Ski Urlaub, so like skiing vacation is not only, let's say, necessarily only, okay, go to the mountains and skiing whole day, go back to sleep, and then skiing whole day, go back to sleep. But in between, there's also this kind of, let's say, social activities related, right? Like, as you describe it, people normally go to have something and then drink something as
Yeah,
well.
so for me it would be fine to just do skiing, but as we went there with a group of people, we also did some après-ski. The other people maybe more than I did.
Interesting. I ask what exactly you do is because I still remember it like 2 years ago in 2020, early 2020, maybe let's say besides Italy, but Italy included as well, and the other, let's say, a hot spot about the spreading of the virus is also related to this kind of skiing vacation in Austria. So somehow, after 2 years, although 2 years ago you were not there, but after 2 years you went to Austria and then for a skiing vacation, and you got it as well. Maybe it's just, let's say, a same occasion or same level of possibilities, and you caught it. You caught it this time. So it's kind of funny for me. 2 years ago, I read the news that in Austria, where people go to skiing vacation. Got Corona at very big at the very beginning, and 2 years after you get it. Like a close friend of mine get it as well through the same way.
Back in 2020.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was also skiing in March 2020,
Yeah.
at the border to Austria, so I was still in Germany. We went back on a Friday, and on the Monday after, they closed all the lifts and the whole skiing resort because of COVID. At that point of time, I didn't get it. I think the infection rates were also much, much lower than at the moment. So currently, I know so many people. Like last year, I barely know anybody who got COVID. But like this year, I can name you so many people who got the infection. And so the likability to get it at the moment is much, much more, much higher compared to 2020, I guess.
Yeah, I think I personally also know, including you. Some people pretty close got infected and so on. It seems like the newest variant, the Omicron, is pretty insane. And I talk to people, especially who are having kids, for instance, like if their kids needs to go to school, and then they also many of them having this kind of let's say expectation already that they will anyway get it because every day in the school there are kids who are positive, and then because kids all gather together, and then someday they will anyway get it. So I have this kind of feeling like people are expecting that anyway somehow already. So it's interesting to observe throughout a very long time as well. But When did you find out that you got infected? During your skiing vacation or on the way back or whatsoever?
Actually on the way back, so what it was on the Wednesday, and yeah, we went back with the car, and my throat was scratching, and I had to do all this like like the whole day I had to do this. And then when we arrived, so when with friends from Bremen, from my hometown, and when we arrived in Bremen, we went by with two cars, and the one girl from the other car, she said when she was home, she did a rapid test and it was positive, and I had to do all the time, so I thought, okay, maybe I have it too, and so I did all, so we all did like this rapid test too, but they were all negative, and yeah, like two days later, so on the Friday morning, I did a rapid test again and it was positive. And then I also did a PCR test on that day, and yeah, then I went to quarantine for 10 days. And yeah, out of our group of 9 people, four people they had COVID before, and three people they got infected, including me, and 2 people not.
Okay, so
So
the other four, they didn't get it again.
yeah, they just had it like 2 weeks before the vacation. So they didn't get it again. Three got it, and two, at least for 2 people, the rapid tests were negative. Maybe they had it, or maybe not. One person actually had some symptoms, but the tests were negative.
Oh, that's interesting. So it seems like, of course, we are both not scientists. Seems like if you just got a COVID recently, probably you will not get it very fast again, right?
Yeah, I believe so, because I got my third vaccination in January, and my one friend, I went 10 hours with him in the car, and he just got it 2 weeks before the vacation, so that his third vaccination. So maybe that's the reason he didn't get it.
Indeed. Interesting.
Yeah.
After you find it out, you're already home, right? And then you said you have yourself tested and you are positive, and then you did a PCR test and then you were positive. And what happens then? Then after you know that you are positive PCR tested, and then there any it's kind of procedure or process where you get any kind of instructions or guidance of what you need to do.
I actually started with a procedure already on Wednesday. So when I was arriving at home, already put a mask on and directly put myself into quarantine, into my child's old child's room. And because I was just having the feeling, okay, you could have it. And then on a Friday I got the PCR test positive. So actually I didn't from then on I didn't do anything else like I was doing the Thursday, for example. I was just putting myself into quarantine, not basic, only for some things leaving my room, and when I was leaving my room, I was always putting on my mask. Luckily, we also have two bathrooms in the house, so that was also helpful. But for example, we also had only one shower, so I even put on the mask while showering.
That's what you did,
And yeah, so it was a little bit tricky with washing the hairs, the hair. But then I had to put it off for just a moment, but then put it on again. So I was just trying to avoid infecting my parents. And my dad, he was also preparing food for me and put it in front of my door. So basically I was didn't see anybody really doing this days.
Okay, so you went out the so-called quarantine after you were tested negative, or when did you, after just 10 days, and then you just feel yourself is okay and then you come out?
So actually, you can make a rapid test on the 7th day after the PCR test, and when that's negative, you are released. But on the 7th day, I did it at home and was still positive, so I did it on the 8th day at home and it was negative. So I went to the test center to get this rapid test, so that I can go out again and be released from the quarantine. But in the test center, my test was positive again. So the quarantine is extended for 3 days.
It's so while you are mentioning this kind of 7 days were extended by 3 days, is there, let's say, a guidance or guideline published to you or informed by somebody to you, or you just, let's say, find it on the internet, or how are those dates and times defined?
Yeah, a few days after I did the PCR test, I got a letter to Osnabrück, and with some, yeah, it was a letter that I'm not allowed to leave the house, and also until when, and yeah, basically that's it. And also when I can do this rapid test to be released a little bit earlier. So 7 days is the minimum, and yeah, so, but for me it didn't work. Yeah, I tried to do it on the eighth day, yeah, but that doesn't work. Yeah.
But the letter that you were saying that's giving you this kind of guidance, it's just a letter sent once your PCR is positive from the government or from the health insurance system, let's say, put it that way. But nobody is actually surveillance you or, let's say, making sure that you are following the rules, right?
I was actually wondering if somebody will look after me here in Osnabrück because I was staying in Bremen, and also the rapid test I was doing on this on the yeah eighth day after the PCR test I was doing in Bremen, and it was positive, and when it's positive they transfer this to the health governmental stuff institution. And I was wondering, okay, what do they think if they sent me a letter, please stay at home, and what is he doing in Bremen? And this is not where he live, yeah. But no, nobody. I think there are too many people getting infected, and they don't have enough capacity to track this down now.
Have you ever heard like anybody is tracked or like getting
No.
monitored? No.
No, no.
That's interesting. So basically, it's just like a guidance or guideline saying, hey, you are not allowed to go out, but there's no not necessary any kind of measurement to stop you from going out of your door. Or even, for instance, like your registration address is in Osnabrück and you are living in, or during the quarantine time, you are doing the test and you are doing the quarantine in Bremen, which is 1 hour away, another city, and nobody seemed to cared, right?
Right, yeah.
No, but you just like I've explained in the very beginning, as one of the most German, the German that I ever know, you followed all the rules, right?
I think Germans always try to find some loopholes in the rules.
So what kind of loopholes you find in the rules? The loopholes
On the
you find.
letter. On the letter, it was written, I'm allowed to leave the house to go testing. So after I was feeling fine, every day I went to the test center so I could do a little bicycling.
So that's the loophole that you find of the
Yes.
rules that you make use of.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you went to shopping on the way when you are doing the test and so on. I thought, okay, but only that you are just doing the test every day. So you are allowed or you are supposed to do the test at a specific place that is assigned or it's authorized.
It's just yeah, a test center, but yeah, it's not like a specific test center. So yeah, in Germany, yeah, a lot of people are starting to open test centers where you can do a rapid test. So not for PCR test, just for this rapid test. So there are yeah, a lot of possibilities to go there. Yeah.
Okay. And during the whole time that you don't get additional medical support, you didn't. For instance, like
No.
if there is any kind of medicine, they said, hey, take this, they to help, or what kind of recipe, or what kind of let's say suggestions did they give you?
As I said in the beginning, it's similar to having a flu.
Yeah.
So I think the best is just to try to sleep as much as possible, drink a lot of tea, and just rest. Yeah.
Yeah,
And
okay.
so I didn't get anything from the doctor.
Okay. So you didn't use any medicine then just your
J
body
just
overcome overcame the
I don't know
virus.
the English word, but Schmerztablette.
Okay,
Like,
painkiller.
yeah, painkiller, right? Yeah.
Okay. That's not from a doctor, but just like you have a
Just
headache or
yeah,
the throat
everybody's having at
sore.
home. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's also interesting. For me to know, I think, yeah. So one thing I think where I will make a funny joke about it is that you mentioned I drink a lot of teas, but you didn't drink like hot waters, right? For Chinese, we said
No.
they could drink hot waters,
Germans
but
don't drink hot water.
you have to have some flavors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember from the office there was this one colleague who always drank warm water. So this was very confusing for me at the beginning. But now I understand that it's a cultural thing or
Yeah.
Chinese thing. Yeah.
You were mentioning your trip in Shanghai?
No, actually, here in the office here in Germany.
Okay. Understood. That's yeah, that's something that we think I think in our culture, at least the modern culture of if you're talking to people like us or our parents, we would normally think, okay, drink some warm water. It helps your body to feel well, and then it helps you to overcome some, let's say, unwellness feelings. But yeah, interesting. But good that you drink a lot of teas, which are also hot.
Yeah.
At the same time, you said that your father was, let's say, staying in the same house as you did when you were doing your quarantine, supporting you, providing you food, taking the same shower as you were using. And how was the routine of you and the interaction of your father? How cautious was he, or is he now okay as well?
Yeah, so first of all, he's okay. So the routine we did or the procedure we did pr predicted him to not getting it. So luckily it was went fine. Yeah, so how we did it. I think what was easier is that my father's already retired, and so it was easy to have a routine in the daily. So but basically, he was not very cautious. Yeah, I
Okay.
so sometimes had to tell him, "Hey, please keep some distance or put on your mask." And so yeah, in the morning I went downstairs into the kitchen. I made me some, made some bread, and then I went back to my room for eating.
Yeah.
For lunch, my dad sometimes put it in front of my door, and I just ate it there. But it was really helpful to have somebody because you're not even allowed to go outside to buy food. Maybe buy some new rapid tests to, okay, am I negative now? No. So it's really helpful to have somebody there supporting you.
Yeah, that's really funny when you were saying that you even need to ask your father to be a little bit more cautious. If you still remember back in 2020 in February or in March, when us just came from China back to Germany, and then we were also doing this sort of self-quarantine at that time, just try to avoid any kind of let's say unnecessary influence, if it might happen, to anybody that we know or to our neighbors, and then ask you to buy us some food, and you and you were so cautious, and then you put the food in front of our door and called me, and then you get back in your car and then waved at us in your car just to have enough safety distance. Did you still remember?
It's funny when I think about it now. Yeah,
that's
but,
also...
but at that moment, yeah, you didn't know anything about this disease. Yeah, now you are much more aware of what could happen. What is this? 2 years ago, this was pretty new. Is this something? Oh, you didn't know how strong the disease is, or how dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah, that's also one of the reasons why I think you are one of the most German guy that I ever know from Germany. But I mean, by no means, it's let's say something negative or positive even. It's just like a super neutral observation from my side to you. I think it's just how you are, and it's just how you are living your life. And then I think it's definitely not wrong or whatsoever. I mean, I hope you are not offended by this, by my comment. Yeah.
No, that's fine. And I think you also said it in the beginning regarding the mask, which I already bought in. Yeah, when the whole COVID situation started. So maybe I had some more information, because I have a lot of colleagues working in China, on especially in Shanghai.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard something, okay, there is a disease, or yeah, could be worse. And then I was following the media, the news, and I heard that in France the
mm-hmm.
infection rate is higher than
mm-hmm.
in Germany, and then the mask was sold out in France. So I went to the market and also bought some medical mask at that point.
Yeah.
And a few days later it was actually sold out in Germany.
Yeah.
And at that time everybody was kind of laughing about me. Oh, why is he buying mask? And then a few days later, yeah, mask was sold out and
mm-hmm.
Also needed. But when I'm reflecting this, currently we also have in Europe the situation with the Russian-Ukraine conflict,
yeah.
And a lot of flour and also sunflower oil is coming from the Ukraine,
yeah.
And so we have a shortage here in Germany and also in the supermarket.
Yeah.
And today I was in the supermarket and flour was sold out, and sunflower oil was sold out as well. Yeah. And when I'm reflecting this, comparing to I was buying mask, and other people was really needing the mask.
Mm-hmm.
So we all should stop buying stuff we don't need, and because other people are needing this. And in the end, with this buying it, yeah, we are causing much more shortages in the end.
Yeah. So you was referring that probably if nobody, or if people are not, let's say, easily into this kind of panic mode, maybe the whole supply situation would actually be much better than how it is right now. For instance, in the supermarket,
exactly.
Now you don't get anything, don't get any sunflower oil at all. But did you get anything additional in advance of the sunflower oil?
No, I didn't buy anything. No.
So not this time.
No, I try to not do it anymore. Yeah.
And then you also mentioned 2 years ago that you had the impression, you get information, and besides from your Chinese colleagues, how did you capture the information, and how, let's say, the information that you have captured, let's say, pushed you or drived you to, let's say, get prepared actually in advance before everybody? Like, would you say this is just how you are, or let's say, you get more understanding on the situation compared to other people?
Maybe both. So first of all, I got a little bit more insights, because
mm-hmm.
I had some more contacts with people in China, but also probably how I am, yeah. And but yeah, this is sometimes this is typical German, and you see it also now with the shortages. Yeah, everybody is buying stuff, and that's because there's some news. Okay, this is maybe getting short in supply, and everybody is buying it. And so this is probably also typical German in the end.
Yeah,
But
I today I was just in the supermarket. I want to say that I saw something is completely sold out, but I cannot recall what it was. So at that time, at the very moment when I saw the empty shelf, I was a little bit surprised. But now I cannot recall what it is. Yeah, it's not the oil. It's something else. Something else, but I cannot recall. But it's still kind of funny for me. So for us, we didn't, let's say, got additional stuff, any additional stuff at all, because me personally, I think in the end, I don't believe that, the food the people eat would be really into a situation that you really need to. Put extra effort to get in 21st century in a developed country in Europe, but let's see what's gonna happen. And if I may ask about your, let's say, your mind change, you just mentioned at the very beginning of the Corona breakout situation, you bought the face masks in advance of anybody or a lot of most of the people. And 2 years after, when talking about the Russian Ukraine conflict, you didn't try to do so anymore. You try not to do so anymore. How, let's say, the whole, let's say, 2 years impacted you? Do you think, like, along the process and along the non-necessarily 2 year long special situation changed you? Your view on how to see this kind of situation where the whole world did it got changed?
definitely, I think the whole world is changing, and also, especially maybe younger generations who have never or like me have never felt before that now this or this, and it's sold out. It's not available. And before COVID, I didn't know that. I went to IKEA, and more or less I could buy it, but now there are shortages. I want to have buy this and this, not available, not available. And I think this is the new normal right now, that the situation we have to face. And that's maybe also the reason I said, okay, if there's no sunflower oil, then there is no sunflower oil. Yeah. There are so many shortages, one more or two more, yeah, that doesn't change it.
Do you think that we never get back to the situation we were before 2020 or before the COVID broke out in terms of how people or how you are looking at the world or especially how the travel around situation? What kind of view do you have on this?
Yeah, it's difficult to predict, also to maybe to name a date or something. I think at some point it could get back to normal, but maybe a different normal. Yeah, maybe we have to adapt this new situation a little bit, and also looking at different countries. So when I'm in Germany here, a lot of people are getting infected. People are getting infected, and maybe that's the only solution at the end. So at least for us here, to overcome this is COVID. If you have, maybe I will get it another time, maybe a third time. But at some point, my body will notice this is just something which just exists here, and everybody will be okay. But other countries are handling the situation differently. And yeah, so I think you cannot name a date globally, so it really depends on the region. And and also on the measures which is following.
If I may ask, maybe as maybe one of the two, three last questions of our conversation, do you know anybody who really lost their life because of this virus?
Not from my friends. No, not really.
Okay. Yeah. Do you still, as you mentioned in the very beginning, you are still, let's say, sometimes coughing and stuff. Other than that, you don't have any other additional, let's say, I don't know how to say it in English either, Nachkrankheit. So the aftershaves.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. So you feel yourself like 100% fit again.
Yeah, also doing sports again, and I'm doing fine. Yeah.
Okay. That's very interesting to know from me. Yeah, I think I'm through with all my questions and stuff. Thank you very much, Norvin. I hope it was an interesting conversation for you as well. And maybe next time we could talk about something different or more interesting face to face instead of calling each other through internet.
Yeah, thank you for having me here in your podcast. I really enjoyed it. Hopefully we can meet up again in person in the near future.
Yeah, definitely.